Following the introduction of a controversial land reform program in 2000, Zimbabwe's economy has never shown any meaningful signs of sustained growth, except between 2009 and 2013 under a unity government which adopted multiple currencies like the United States dollar, the South African rand, the Botswana pula, and several others. The country abandoned its local dollar that was hard hit by historic hyperinflation rates, but indications are that this alone cannot save the fast declining economy. 16 years after the agrarian reforms were implemented, followed by the country's adoption of the Indigenization and Economic Empowerment Act, designed to transfer the economy into the hands of indigenous black people, some locals like Barnabas Tondlana say Harare now needs to come up with policies that promote foreign direct investment. Tondlana, a newspaper publisher and editor, says the black economic empowerment is one of the current policies that ought to be reversed because it is scaring away potential investors.
The major focus naturally is reviving industry. For us to revive our industry, we have to look at where did we go wrong, at which point did we go wrong. And we went absolutely wrong on the land issue. So we have to go back to the land issue and see how we can ensure that the people who are on the land, the people who are given those farms, are highly productive. We no longer have a horticulture industry here, for example, and yet horticulture used to bring in millions every year. We no longer have a lot of companies which used to rely on processing agricultural crops. They've totally folded because there is nothing coming out of the farms.
But Indigenization Minister Patrick Juwawo is on record saying the government would not backtrack on its indigenization plans that compel foreign-owned businesses to transfer at least 51% of their shares to black Zimbabweans. Tinashe Gumbo, Programs Officer of the Zimbabwe Coalition on Debt and Development, agrees, adding that Zimbabwe should urgently deal with its external debt of nearly $10 billion in order to get fresh lines of credit from international finance institutions like the IMF, World Bank, the Paris Club, and others. Gumbo says it is also critical for the government to ensure that there was transparency and accountability once new resources were availed.
We need to know how much we owe and to whom we owe and what was the purpose of those debts when they were actually incurred.
Tondlana further argues that the El Nino-induced drought had a debilitating effect on the local economy, adding that the farming community now needs external support.
Right, drought has very devastating effects on our economy in the sense that you look at Zimbabwe, we are a very agro-based economy, or the little of the economy that we still have, and we totally rely on the land for our survival.
According to Obed Gutu, spokesperson of the MDC formation led by former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai, the government also needs to deal with corruption that has crippled the public and private sector. He says there is need for President Mugabe's government to ensure that the country's domestic and external debt does not balloon.
That is the problem that we have. So for as long as we have a government that is inherently and intrinsically corrupt, we can forget about doing away with debt in this country. We can forget about eradicating debt. We should actually expect the debt to balloon.
Economist Trust Chikohora, who is also the General Secretary of the Renewal Democrats of Zimbabwe, led by Elton Mangoma, believes that governance systems in the country also need to be revamped to ensure economic growth.
We need to look at our economy so that our economy is renewed and it starts to perform effectively so that we don't continue on this debt spiral. And we can be able to now start on a growth trajectory for the benefit of all our people. So governance systems need to be renewed.
For his part, President Robert Mugabe has blamed the country's poor economic performance on restrictive measures imposed on him and his inner circle by the West for alleged human rights violations and election rigging. But his finance minister, Patrick Chinamasa, says the time for a blame game is over and Zimbabwe has to work hard to get the country's economy out of the woods. Already, Harare is re-engaging the European Union with a view of normalizing its relations.
Before they are lifted, we should not sit down and cry. And if we are meeting as economists, we will agree the fundamentals are not in good shape. The end game is to reach an accommodation with creditors in order to clear our arrears. I believe that we have resources which, if leveraged, can also help to get us out of our situation.
On the other hand, international money lending institutions have not been giving Zimbabwe any financial assistance, but government says it is working on a debt recovery strategy that may see it getting fresh lines of credit if approved by the IMF, World Bank, and others. The IMF says Zimbabwe needs to address underlying impediments to economic growth as soon as possible and redirect the economy towards private sector-led growth. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.